Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here.
That means you're with
Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might take a trip around the world.
Learn how to make spaghetti.
Or take a ride on an elephant.
But we know that we'll hear from Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanies. Let's get on with the show.
Yay!
Beanies. It's the Beanies here to talk to you about the fish in the sea.
I love the sea. That's where dolphins live.
And whales.
And sharks.
Ah!
But there are also millions of fish.
I once met a very special fish who was running away from an evil magician.
Ooh.
Would you like to hear the story?
Yes, please.
Well, one day my friend Laura and I were having a tea party. We had sandwiches and cupcakes and rainbow cushions to match our rainbow tea set. And most importantly, we had a big pot of tea.
Would you like some tea, Mim?
Oh, certainly. Laura poured herself a big cup of tea. But when she started to pour mine, we couldn't believe what we saw.
Ah!
A friend came over for tea today. So I poured the pot and out he plopped. A fish in the cup, we said, no way.
There's a fish in the tea and he's swimming round and round. There's a fish in the tea and he's wearing a frown. So I lifted him up and I asked, why are you down? He said,
'cause I'm not free, I'm in your tea.
A fish in my tea.
Please. Please, you have to help me,
the fish said.
You can talk.
Please, there isn't much time. You have to listen carefully. I've been captured by an evil magician.
What?
He uses me in his tricks. He makes me disappear and reappear in different places. He must have made a mistake and accidentally sent me to your tea party.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Except when I'm not in the show. He leaves me in the dark, dirty cup where I have no room to swim or play. I just want to go back into the ocean with me friends. Help me, help me.
The fish splashed and splashed in our tea.
The magician will be on his way to find me right now.
Jump out that crazy fish. He was desperate to escape that cup in a dish. Don't do it, we cried. If you do, you'll be dead. Stay in the cup and live instead.
Never,
he replied.
This is so unfair. Tea is for people. Don't you care?
There's a fish in the tea and he's swimming round and round. There's a fish in the tea and he's wearing a frown. So I lifted him up and I said, why are you down? He said,
'cause I'm not. I'm in your tea.
Just then, we heard a big knock on the door.
Excuse me. My name is the amazing Admiral Abracadabra, and I'm here on official business. Ha ha ha. Now give me back my fish.
The fish started splashing and yelling.
It's him! It's him! It's the magician! He's come back to get me. You have to help me.
Laura looked at me, and I looked at her, and we both looked at the poor fish. And there was only one thing we could do. We had to put the fishy back in the sea. The magician was still thumping on the door.
Give me back my fish.
Oh, no. We'll have to climb out the window and run to the beach.
Laura picked up the fish in his teacup very carefully and jumped out the window very carefully onto the street and headed for the beach.
So we ran with that cup out into the street in search of a place a nice fishy could sleep. We found a nice beach with more room to swim than that tiny cup, so we threw him back.
I'm glad that fish made it back into the sea.
I wonder what noise he makes in the sea.
Oh, cool. Let me try.
Can you make fish noises, Mini Beanies?
Wow, you have great fish noises, Mini Beanies.
Wait. How did the fish breathe in the tea?
Maybe you should ask your parents that one.
Well, I know how a fish breathes underwater.
What? How?
Watch.
That's amazing. How did you do it? Do it again.
Wow, that is amazing. But maybe you should explain it for our little beanies who can't see how amazing it is.
Well, when we breathe in, we use our mouths to suck the air in and out, in and out. And our lungs, which are in our chest, get all the oxygen and good things out of the air, which we need to breathe. Fishies are much the same, except they use gills instead of lungs, and water instead of air.
Oh!
Gills are little holes on the sides of fish, and when the fish swim, water rushes past them into the gills, and the gills act just like lungs and take all that yummy oxygen out of the water to keep the fishy swimming.
Wow!
But wait. Is there oxygen in tea?
Best to get your parents to explain that one.
I bet I can name all the fish in the world. Bluefish, silverfish, Finding Nemo fish, fish and chips fish.
You can't name all the fish.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Can't.
Can.
Can't.
I know someone who can name all the fish. Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies.
Hi, Professor Know-It-All. Professor, we would like you to name all the fish in the sea. We already have four, so you can skip those ones. Duh. Okay, go.
Actually, no one can name all the fish in the sea. Not even me.
What? But your professor know it all. As in you know it all? How can you not know all the fish if you know it all, Mr. Know It All? Wait, what?
That's because no one knows all the fish in the sea just yet. Not all the professors combined. You see, there's millions and millions of different fish. And all the oceans are very, very big. In the time we have been naming fish, we just haven't had enough time to find them all yet. Oceans cover over half of the entire world. And in each ocean, there are lots of fish. Scientists know about 30,000 species of fish. But it's going to take us a little longer to name them all.
Well, I guess if you're almost done, we'll just wait.
Are you done?
Not yet.
Well, While Professor Know-It-All finishes counting all the fish, we should sing the Fish in the Tea song again.
A friend came over for tea today, so I poured the pot and out he plucked a fish in the cup. We said, no way.
Helping us learn about the fish in the sea today, Mini Beanies.
Maybe next time you go for a swim or even take a bath, you can practice blowing bubbles like a fish.
Or maybe you can think of a new name for a fish. I like Laura. Goodbye.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
And remember, you need rain to have a rainbow.
You need night to see the twinkling stars.
And you can learn something new every day if you remember to listen.
A big Beanies goodbye from us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were written by The Beanies and the magnificent James Court. Ha, ha, ha.